Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my love. I'm so excited to share this conversation with founder and CEO of Fusion Biz Co., WA's leading community of powerhouse female entrepreneurs, Ash Matkovich. Ranked as one of the top female CEOs to watch in 2021, this boss babe and mama to Kyla set out and succeeded to turn traditional business networking on its head. Nearly 10 years after her first event, her business has 350 active members, has hosted 150 events, which has undoubtedly sparked thousands of friendships between like-minded businesswomen. In this episode, Ash and I talk about her entrepreneurial journey, what kept her going through the tough times, and her advice to aspiring female entrepreneurs.
Oh my gosh, Ash, thank you so much for making the time to be on our show today. Let's start off with, do you have a quote or a mantra that you live by?
I guess I kind of do. This has actually always been my mantra, is that everything happens for a reason. And recently a couple of years ago, after I had my daughter and went through kind of my spiritual awakening at the time, it made so much sense to me, because now I fully believe that the universe is always conspiring for us. So the fact that I even had that mantra before I was even spiritual, and then now it's carried through, and the belief in that has just become so much stronger. It's just really nice, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love everything is always working out for me. So it's really similar, that the universe is conspiring for us. I totally resonate with that. So let's dive right into our topic today. I really want to talk about women in community, and your business is all about connecting women. And I'm curious to know, what inspired you to create your business in the first place?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I started running I hosted my first event probably almost 10 years ago now. Can you believe it? 10 years. Like, I was cleaning up my office the other day and I found a flyer from the very first event, and it was 2012. So yeah, it would be like 9 years ago. So at that time, I just moved back from London and I was working in the city, and I was walking down St. George's Terrace, and like, I was, you know, trying to connect with people, even just like look at them in the eye and say hi or like smile, but I was just getting nothing back. And I had this epiphany where I was like, people are so disconnected now. They're just on their phones, you know, like you go on a train and they're just like sitting on their phones, got their headphones in, no one wants to connect. And I found it really difficult coming back from London and then trying to immerse myself back into Perth and make new friends here as well. So I decided, why not create a space, as in like an event, where people come to knowing that they're there to make new friends and meet new people, so that they can come and go up to someone and be like, hey, my name's Ash and this is what I'm all about, and the other person will be so open and receptive to it. So that's kind of the epitome, the essence and the core of why I started Fusion. It wasn't called Fusion Biz Co back then. It was called Fusion Life Perth, because it wasn't anything to do with business networking. It was just social networking. And since that first event 9 years ago, it kind of morphed into business networking, because that's where my passion started to go towards. I really started to attend business networking events and found that they were just a little bit cold and just a little bit old school. Like, there was men in suits and throwing business cards out. And I thought, you know, this can be done better. Like, I want to have an event where people come and feel fully connected and fully seen, heard and understood, because that's what we all really are craving, right? So I started running my own business networking events, and then that kind of has evolved into the membership, which I launched 4 years ago. So we had the in-person events and then the online membership as well. So it's a beautiful combination where people can strengthen those friendships and bonds in both of those areas. And yeah, so now I have a thriving membership of over 300 businesswomen in Perth. So that's kind of the long story.
I love that. So it's funny because the last time we spoke, I was saying, oh yeah, so true. You know, when I first moved to Perth, I also felt like nobody was looking at me. It was hard to make eye contact and all of that. But I caught myself in this really weird pattern yesterday. So I was catching up with a friend for coffee and I was sitting down waiting for them. And at another table, there was a gentleman and he looked over and he smiled at me. I mean, I was like immediately offended. I was like, oh, so you see a girl on her own and you feel like, and I was like, whoa,
yes.
Are you that in your world? Are you that like just not open that you see that as an offense? And that's when it really clicked for me because, you know, we can say, oh, you know, it'd be great to connect with people, but are we really open and receptive to connecting? Like I immediately went to this guy's trying to hit on me when really like, have we lost that connection with people that immediately someone smiles at you and you jump to that kind of conclusion? I really had to check myself.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's so good that you even have that self-awareness to check yourself, but yeah. It is sad that that is the way that the world is kind of going more and more disconnected. As we think we're more connected on social media, no, we're going more and more disconnected in real life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had a similar experience to you going to business networking events, and I'm very introverted. And for me to even go to an event, sometimes I would have like social anxiety and I always just would be in the corner by myself at these events. And it felt so transactional and I didn't know how to even start a conversation. So I know your approach in your networking events is so different. So I'd love to hear how you actually facilitate that to allow people to feel truly connected and not like a deer in headlights when they come into an event where they don't know anyone.
Yeah, well, I must say it was a lot easier when the membership was quite a lot smaller and our events were quite a lot smaller. So it's a lot less intimidating to walking into a room with 12 people as it is to a room with now. Sometimes the events get up to 100 or International Women's Day had 300 people there, right? So I do try to still infuse the core essence and the core values of connection and authenticity within those events by as people come in, I give them a purpose. So most of our events are seated events, so they have a set seat. So as soon as they come in, they're greeted by one of our friendly ambassadors and they're given a name tag with their seat on it. So they have a purpose and a mission as soon as they get there. They're not just like left there having to butt into circles, you know. They have somewhere to go and they can meet the people at their table. There's generally like 8 to 10 people sitting at their table. And so that's kind of like their home base, right? So, and we do a beautiful roundtable session to kick off the event where everyone has a chance to go around and talk about their business and why they started and any challenges that they're currently facing. And so it really cuts through the small talk and gets people talking on their heart level and a deeper level and drops those barriers. Because when you start getting vulnerable, that's when those barriers start getting dropped a lot quicker and a lot easier. So when you walk into an event, you've got those 8 to 10 people at your table that you've connected with, and they kind of can be your home base. And then we hear from a speaker. And then after that, we have open networking wherever I can get up and meet other people at the event. But like it's so daunting, even for me. And that's why I started Fusion. So like, it's just good to know a couple people when you first arrive, or like meet a couple people when you first arrive. And then you can flow into the event a lot easier because you've got those people you can go back to and pick up with the conversation where you left off at the table and things like that. So yeah. There is a few things that we still try to do at the events. And as you know, I've just been on a holiday and given myself time to rest and reset and fully switch off. And I've come back bursting with new ideas and excitement for how I can start infusing back the intimate networking and the smaller group settings and things like that. So I can't announce it just yet because I've not announced, but just know that there's more coming for people that like don't feel comfy walking into a big event, which is totally fair because it's me too.
Yeah, I love that. I love how you have them at the table and they're taking turns talking, because if you are outgoing and very confident, it's very easy for you to tell your story and maybe even some of your challenges. But unless you're called upon, some people won't just speak what their challenges are. So I think that's really amazing to have that and make them feel safe. And then, of course, they can do their branching out and everything later on. Your holiday looked amazing. Oh my God, those views.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning in Hamilton Island. I highly suggest anyone, like, if you get a chance, get over there. Like, it's literally, you can stand on top of the island and look around, and it's 360 views of the water. Like, it is beautiful.
That is amazing. Okay, so now you've got this business that's doing amazing and you've come back from holiday where you feel refreshed and re-energized and all that. Take us back to when you were starting and kind of that grind mode, because I really want to talk to the woman who is at that point still. Maybe she's scared to start or has just started and is really struggling. Can you speak into either some of the challenges maybe that you had starting early on, some of the limiting beliefs? Like, what were those blockages that came up for you early on in your business?
Yeah. So my main goal when I first started was to get out of corporate. Like, I hated my office job. I would go there every day and I would feel like my soul was dying a little bit. And my whole mission was just like to get out of corporate, to just earn enough money to support myself so that I could be my own boss and not have to go somewhere and sit down in the office and 9 to 5 and, you know, pretend to be working because I'd get all my work done within the first hour, you know. It's such an old school way of working and being, you know. But yeah, there were so many doubts and things that popped up in those first couple of years when I was trying to hustle on the side and like hosting events. All these doubts would come into my head, like, who's going to come to my event? Like, who am I even to be doing this? Like, massive imposter syndrome, and which I still deal with today, you know. But, you know, at the start, especially when you don't have the success behind you yet, the only thing driving you forward is like your belief in yourself. Because so many of my friends and whatever would be like, oh, how's the business going? And I'd be like, oh, it's going so good. And yet, like, I was making a loss for the first couple of years in business. So, yeah, the belief and just knowing in within yourself, like, that has to be so, so strong, because that is going to be the thing that keeps you pushing forward. So I think, yeah, I guess massive imposter syndrome at the start until you get a little bit of success behind you. And then you're like, yeah, I've got this. I can lean on that success. I can like actually have a board up in my office where half of it is my vision board. And then the other half is what I've achieved board. So I can already look at like everything that I've achieved within the business and then look at my future vision and just see that, you know, like, it's not that far. It's not too hard to achieve that because look what I've already achieved. So just little things like that. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Mm. I've not heard that before. That's amazing. I love that idea.
I heard that from Aaron Sansoni. I have to credit him. That's his idea.
That's so cool, because I love the idea of a reverse bucket list, because I know everybody loves to have a bucket list. I have like how many miles long of all the exciting things I want to do. And sometimes it can be overwhelming to look at that and be like, oh my God, there's all these places I haven't been to and all of that. And so I like doing the reverse bucket list to see, oh my gosh, I've actually traveled to a lot of places or I've done all these cool things. So I love having that visual, like in your office, that constant reminder.
It's easy to forget what you have done. You're always looking towards the future and what's more. And it's so easy to forget how much you've actually achieved.
Mm-hmm.
Even if that's helping just one person, if that's just helping one person, for me, connect with someone else, like, that's a massive achievement that person might not have had that experience if it weren't for me holding that event. So even tiny things like that.
It's so important. It's so important because your brain is always, as you said, like looking for what's missing. So unless you tell it like, hey, here are wins, this is what you did do, then it gives it no motivation to move on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. So I love that. And thank you so much for sharing that you had this massive imposter syndrome and some of your limiting beliefs were around like, who am I even to do this? And it's so true. When we are trying something new, a level of imposter syndrome is actually really healthy. Otherwise, you just probably a little bit like you don't have the level of self-awareness that you need just yet. So that level of imposter syndrome is good. It's just moving through that anyways.
You have to keep us safe, isn't it? Like, you know, you'd be a bit of a douche if you didn't have that.
That's so true. I got this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when things were hard for you, you were saying like for the first couple of years, it was, you were losing money and you were basically like telling your friends like, yeah, it's going great, but it wasn't. What was your why, or what kept you going through those hard times?
Great question. I didn't really know my why for a long time. It was very much intuition driven. I very much, you know, as I said, I hated my job and I needed a way out, and my intuition was telling me that this was my way out. And now, like that I'm so far down the track, I know for a fact that I was put on this earth to bring people together. So for me, it was so nerve-wracking for me to host those events and put myself out there and do all of that stuff. But like deep down on a soul level, I knew that that's what I was meant to do, and that would help my next evolution of myself, and that the universe would conspire for me because that's what I'm here for. I didn't know that at the start. Like I said, it was very intuition driven, and I actually went to see a hypnotherapist when I was dealing with a lot of self-doubt and issues and feelings of fear of being seen and things like that. And we worked back and took me back to like the year two classroom where I just moved from state to state, and I was in the year two classroom and trying to make new friends and like whatever. And that's where I formed the belief that like it's hard to fit in. So we rewrote that belief. And then as I came out of the hypnosis, she was like, don't you see why you've had to create this business now that is so welcoming and allows people to find home in a place where they sometimes otherwise wouldn't feel comfortable in business? Because you went through that. So like it was just intuition driving me forward, and those experiences in life like built up to get me to that point. So,
oh my gosh, that was so fucking powerful. When you said that, that totally resonated with me, because I feel like I've had a similar belief, because I was adopted at a school age. I went into grade one, like not knowing any English and anybody. And that totally, like, I felt that like viscerally in my body. But what I found really beautiful about it is sometimes we look at, because that was a trauma for you, of course. Yeah. Like you're this little girl who just wants love and connection, and you're just like, this is hard. That painful point in your life created such a memory for you that now you are serving from that pain, but not that the pain is driving you anymore, but that you created so much purpose and now you are serving women because of that pain, which is so amazing. Our traumas don't have to be these horrible things. It can actually light a fire in us to create something so magical.
Yeah. And if you look at your business as well, I mean, that's where your business comes from too, from your trauma. So like anyone listening, if they can find a way to turn their pain into purpose, like that's the gold. Like that's a massive why and reason for you to keep going through the tough days. So maybe, yeah, that's a starting point. Like look where your pain and your trauma were and how can you transform that?
I love that. You know what? So to our listeners, we actually already had an interview and I did not press record, and I was mortified and I was so sad because the conversation was so good, but I feel like we're even going deeper now. So I'm so loving it. It's so amazing.
There's always a reason for everything.
Exactly. It's always working out for us, guys. So amazing. So what's next for you guys? And I'd love to hear more about the membership.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, as I mentioned just before, I had a big epiphany as I came back from holiday. So I'm actually about to do a complete overhaul of the membership and really bring it back to basics of connection and creating a safe, welcoming space for business women. So the future, I can't really share too much exactly like what it looks like because I've not announced to the members yet. But the big plan, I guess, is to take it back to basics, take it back to that providing a safe connection space, and then go big with it. Like I have plans to go national. I think there's not really, well, also I hear from people from Sydney and Melbourne and things like that, there's not really anything like Fusion over there. It's still very much like either the fun social events or like old school business kind of networks. So I think there's a lot of potential in doing that. And I definitely have the drive to do that, because the one thing that keeps me going is just getting people connected. Because it's still like, as I said, in a world of social media and online connection, like we're losing it. So that's my mission. So
yeah, I love that.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, love it. Because that was going to be my next question. So currently the membership is for, who is it available to now currently as it is?
Yeah. So the membership now is currently available to any woman in business. We are in Perth, and then we've also launched down in the great southern region of WA. So we have events down there as well. So yeah, anyone who is running their own show, a lot of our events and masterclasses are geared towards like business growth, marketing, a lot of mindset stuff as well. So if you're running your own business, that's where you'll get the most benefit. And obviously like meeting like-minded people and having those conversations that you can't have necessarily with family or friends that aren't in business for themselves. So it just provides that space to do that. And then obviously an online Facebook group as well, where people can find resources, ask advice, get vulnerable and things like that. So yeah, any woman in business, Perth or Great Southern, feel free to check us out. Share the website.
I will put all the links in the show notes, guys. So just scroll down and I'll have all the links there so you can check it out and connect with Ash on social media as well. So that's amazing. I was like, as you were speaking, I had this like burning question in my mind. Oh, that's right. I love how you're so passionate about your business. So I would imagine that is just one of the areas of your life that you're super grateful and proud of. And one of the, I guess, limiting beliefs that I want to help in eliminating for people is that as businesswomen, we have to sacrifice other areas of our lives. So I'd really love to know from your perspective, what's another area of your life that you're super proud of aside from your business?
Yeah, you ask such good questions. As you know, I'm a mum, and so I have a daughter, and she is 2 now, and I'm super proud of, I guess, the way that I can show up for her, but also balance running a business and being a mum, because I've never really suffered with that. I mean, the guilt pops in every now and then, but I also know it's super important for her to see me like creating my legacy and being lit up by something else other than being in the family home. So I think it's really important for any mum to still have their own hobbies and still have their own life outside of just being a mum, because if your kid is seeing you multi-passionate about things and you getting that energy from elsewhere as well, they're not going to feel the pressure of it all on them. And then, you know, when like eventually when they grow up, you hear about the empty nester syndrome and things like that. So yeah, I'm just really proud of the way that she's becoming like super independent little girl. And like, I love just being able to balance mom life and biz life and be able to work around her. And, but then also, you know, get that like energy from my business too. So yeah, I think it's just really important to have that balance in life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And she is just the cutest little thing. Oh my God. She's adorable. I love watching her in your stories. Like, amen to all of that, because I actually see that with my clients where there's almost a bit of resentment when their child grows up and all of a sudden wants to be their own person, because there's this energy of like, I did everything for you. I sacrificed my career for you. And now you want to just go out with your friends. And there's this like betrayal, but your child doesn't actually owe you anything. And like, using your words, you're lit up by your business. It's giving your daughter permission to chase her dreams. And I think that's one of the most important things we can do as women is like, look at me chasing my dreams. You are a woman, you are a mother, but you get to be so much more. And that gives them permission to do the same unapologetically, to chase their dreams and to say, I want to be a mom. I also want to be maybe an artist or a businesswoman or whatever it is. But we can tell our kids, chase your dreams. But if we're not chasing our dreams, they're going to model what we do, not what we say.
Totally. Like, one of my friends, actually, she's very quite spiritual. And I love the way that she puts it is like, this little soul has come into the earth through you, right? But they're not yours. They are not yours. They're their own little human being. So if you can view them as that from the time they're a baby, you know, you're not going to like go through life with this codependency. It's going to be like, they are that person. They're going to have their own set of values. They're going to have their own ambitions and wants and needs. And I am still me. So I love the way that she puts that, is like seeing them as that and not being like, you're mine.
Yes. I think Khalil Gibran says something similar about they come through you, but they're not of you. Biologically, they're technically ours, but they are so, and I think we can see it in our children when they have their own little personalities. Some of it you can like, oh, I can relate that to me or to my partner, but some of it is so their own fire. I can definitely say that my daughter, she's her own little being. But yeah, I love that so much. Oh my God. I have enjoyed chatting with you so much. You're so amazing. Everyone, please check Ash out. you are a connector, and you are actually the person that I thought of when I needed some support in my business. So I like texted you like yesterday, and you know, because you do have that energy about you. So thank you so much for doing this beautiful service. I'm so grateful that I got to connect with you. I just feel like this is the start of an amazing friendship. So I feel so honored.
I agree. Thank you so much. You're such a good interviewer, and it's been so much fun. I feel like the first time around, I was like, oh, how are we going to beat that? And then now this time around, I'm like, we just vibe so well. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. And in closing, what words would you have for a woman who is just starting out and maybe she's struggling? What words of encouragement would you have for her?
I would say, I mean, thinking back to when I was in that position, I would say you came to this earth with the soul's purpose. So you're getting those whispers and those intuitions and those ideas for a reason. And you're the only one getting those specific ideas. You are the one that needs to bring them to life. And as long as you follow those whispers of your heart, the universe is going to conspire for you and get out of your way. And yes, send you challenges and send you hard days to test you. But as long as you keep following your heart, you're on the right path.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.